Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. To Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
Well, that means I must be Wayne.
You are Wayne. And this is episode 79.
Wow. That's a lot of episodes.
It is a lot of episodes. 1979 was a good year.
It was. I remember that.
I do too.
You were in college.
I was graduating.
You were graduating?
Mm-hmm.
I was not. Well, I mean, I had graduated high school. I just, you know, it wasn't like I was, never mind.
What are we going to talk about today?
I'm going to dig my hole deeper yet.
No, I'll get you out of your hole. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, tonight we were talking about this the other day, about doing a couple things about what if. You know, what would you do if? And this could apply to you either being single or married. But what would you do if you suddenly lost your job, which is something that happened to me, and obviously it affected us.
So we do have a scripture verse tonight to go with this, and it is Luke 14:28 in the New American Standard Bible. And it says, "For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it?" That's the scripture.
That's the scripture.
That's it.
Yep. So, Well, anyway, so we talked a little bit about I think we may have mentioned this once before when we were sharing part of our testimony. One year, the day before Thanksgiving, I walked into the school that I had worked at for 20 years, and I was told that today was my last day at work. And no warning or anything like that. That's just the way it was. Now, this was right before Thanksgiving, so you had been working seasonal jobs for a while.
Yes, this was during the time that I took some time away from my professional life to be able to devote more time and attention to Ashley and be able to be involved in her school activities and things. So I took some small jobs that allowed me to adjust to her schedule, and jobs that I could go to and go home and not have to think about them. And I was working in a greenhouse, and so we had till the end of December, but then we would be laid off until things start up back in April again.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, nobody really was looking for, especially that time of year between Thanksgiving and Christmas, nobody really was looking to hire people. We didn't really have a nest egg.
We had zero.
We had zero
in savings.
Zero in savings, zero savings. Anyway, so I did Google, you know, what would you do? What steps to take immediately if you've lost your income? And this is actually we kind of did this, would be one, to do a financial review. You know, what do you have? Do you have a nest egg? Do you not have a nest egg? In our case, we did not have a nest egg. And this article that I was looking at, it's from Experian.com. I'm assuming you will post the link.
I will do that.
We'll do that. So it under step one, where it says do a financial review, obviously you're looking at what you have, but it's also looking at your expenses as well. And they talk about essential expenses such as your house payment, your phone bills, your utilities, but they also talk about discretionary spending. So that would be like eating out, stuff like that, the extras. And then they also talk about how if you have a lot of credit card debt, that would be considered essential expenses, car loans, car payments, student loans, et cetera, like that. And then, you know, of course, to take a look at your savings, which again, we did not have. And also to look at other income. You know, do you have any other incomes? Like you were working a seasonal job. And then actually I had started looking for a job, but couldn't find one. And one of the people in our church had been raising harness racing horses. So they were looking for somebody to shovel manure. And since I was an old farm boy and had experience with manure, I had no trouble doing that. So we made some extra income that way.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing it talks about, number two, would be to apply for unemployment benefits. Then it says, after an unexpected job loss, you'll want to apply, if you can, as soon as possible. And the three guidelines they have here is if you're unemployed through no fault of your own, such as lack of available work, that counts, but being fired doesn't count. You meet certain work and wage requirements, which apparently each state has its own regulations about that.
That is correct.
And then you meet any additional requirements set by your individual state. So you have to check.
Yeah, and this includes a link for a search tool that's sponsored by the U.S. Department of Labor to review your state's requirements. And that will also help you get to your state unemployment agency. I am not 100% sure if it's called the same thing. We live in Pennsylvania and it's called PA CareerLink. So there are CareerLink offices across the state where you can go to get assistance in finding another job. They help with testing, placement, education that you might need, getting you into training if you need training. I know about this because they also offer classes for adult basic ed to be able to get your equivalency diploma or ESL classes, because my agency provides those at our local PA CareerLink, and they have all kinds of resources for you to help you in your job search.
Yep. And I think a lot of it you can probably do online anymore. I mean, years ago you had to go to the unemployment office. I think now
a lot of it can be done online.
A lot can be done online, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, because I think when it happened to me, I had to go the first time, and then everything was pretty much online, I think, after that, or over the phone, if I remember correctly. And then number three, they say, look for ways to cut your expenses. And I know that's one of the things we did, is we looked mm-hmm. at, you know, any way we could cut expenses, we did. They talk about getting a new budget, you know, build a budget if you don't do one. Track your spending, you know, save your receipts, track your spending. Review, like if you have memberships in different things, whether it's, you know, whatever, you know, like AAA or...
Yeah. Like Amazon Video or Spotify or any subscriptions that you have. Yeah. And check your credit card receipts for those, because I'm still fighting. Mm-hmm. I have a $9.99 charge that's on my credit card that I cannot for the life of me figure out what it goes to, and I'm trying to get it stopped.
Yep. So you can contact your utility company. Sometimes they offer programs to limit your electricity costs, possibly switching your cell phone plan or carrier, possibly insurance carriers. You can mm-hmm. change with that. If you're taking, if you're carpooling, or, you know, maybe you could take public transportation. I mean, there's different things you can do. And maybe if you're not carpooling, maybe start carpooling. Curb discretionary spending. I'm not sure what they mean by discretionary spending. Is that just,
talked about that in the beginning.
That's right.
That's the unnecessary stuff.
The unnecessary stuff. Mm. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that, my love. It's late.
It's late.
And we're tired, but that's okay.
Four paragraphs ago.
Yep. Anyway, number four, find extra ways to supplement your income, which we talked about. I shoveled manure for a couple months, which was nice because the horses didn't talk and it gave me some nice time to think and talk to God about what was going on.
And that's a good point about that, because we have dealt with people in different situations where we were trying to help people out that were being picky about what job they were going to take.
Yes.
They had families like with multiple kids that they needed to feed, and they wouldn't take a job because it didn't pay as much as their former job did.
Or it wasn't the same work,
line of work. Or it wasn't. I would get so mad because I was like, my husband shoveled horse poop for 3 months to put food on the table. You can flip burgers at McDonald's. Like, it's, you know, do something in the meantime to show that you're working while you're job searching for a job that is more in your field. But you need to be responsible to your family.
Yep. And then the next thing it talks about is start looking for a new job. It might be that career. It might be a different career. Mm-hmm. This might be a time or an opportunity. I know different people we've talked to over the years, when they suddenly lost a job for, you know, maybe downsizing or no fault of their own. Some of them use that opportunity for a job career change, for training, which mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of different programs and stuff like that out there.
Mm-hmm. You can, if you have the resources, that's a great time to check out your local community college, because there are lots of training certificates that you can get, or short-term courses that you can get in a few months, or if you've always been wanting to get your degree, you might qualify for financial aid to spend 2 years and get your associate's degree that can then lead you on to more education if that's what you desire, or at least a better job.
Well, and I would imagine that there is funding out there if you qualify for certain things, to get retrained or learn a new trade or something like that.
Yes, I think some of the manufacturers will have scholarships available. I know at the community college where I work, there's scholarships available for some of the industry-related training, and you have to agree to apprentice or to work at that, whoever is sponsoring that, for a period of time. And there's also regular financial aid, like you think of as for a four-year college, that you can qualify for.
Right. Well, I know when I went to the welding school that I had worked at, we did a lot of that, where people were coming in and, you know, they were, the classes were 6 months, 4 months, whatever. So it wasn't that long of a time period, but they were able to, most of them were able to get some kind of financial aid to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So another thing it doesn't talk about here, but it's kind of related to start looking for a new job, would be to update your resume.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think when I started, well, after when I lost my job, I didn't even have a resume.
That's correct.
I didn't even have one. Fortunately, I had a wife that knew how to write a resume.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we shared, when we talked about this before, the part of our story that's really great about this is we were young Christians when this happened to Wayne. We were new in our walk with Jesus. And God provided for us in extraordinary ways. And if you are a believer, you know that you can count on your Heavenly Father to provide for you, that things will show up. People will come to help. He will provide opportunities for jobs. It still doesn't cancel out that we need to be wise. We need to be wise with our finances. We need to have a plan. Wayne and I have learned the hard way because neither one of us were taught how to manage money.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a disaster. And so now, 40 years later, we're still paying the consequences to some of our really bad financial mistakes because we didn't know any better. If you are having issues with your finances, look up a Dave Ramsey, or some, if you just Google online financial steward courses, or Christian, if you want Christian financial, or if you just want financial management, financial budgeting, you can even find some programs on Pinterest that give you a system that you can use to manage your finances and some training to go with it. It's a lot of resources out there, but we always know that when we're in a tight place, that we know when we pray about the situation, God hears our prayers and that He will provide for us.
Yep.
But we still do our part in finding work, cutting expenses, doing the things that we need to do. It's just that we turn our fear and worry about the situation over to our Lord Jesus.
Well, in hindsight, is always 20/20. I mean, we saw God move, especially when we start, when we look back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after I start, because I mean, it was, I lost my job in the beginning, well, middle of November, and I never got a paycheck until that would have been probably the second week of February.
Mm-hmm.
Or more, because when I started the job, we got paid every 2 weeks, and I was the end of a pay period, so that was like three more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But what we saw God do was, when I got my first paycheck, all our bills were paid, and we had money in the bank,
mm-hmm.
which was something we never had.
Yes, so God provided in many, many ways.
Yeah, so, you know, and you know, oftentimes I think we look for God to do certain things or move in expected ways, and oftentimes He doesn't move the way we expect.
That's correct.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But he's faithful.
Yes.
And provides.
Amen.
Anything else, love?
No, that's it. I think we gave some good suggestions here for the what if you lose your job.
Okay.
Well, we hope that this information is useful. If not for you, for someone else that you could pass it on to. And until we talk to you next week, we pray that your relationships and marriages will be richly blessed.
God bless. Bye now.